This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security at his residence. Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman attended the CCS, the nation's top decision-making body on security and strategic affairs. The meeting came in the wake of rapidly evolving global situation arising from the escalating Iran-Israel-US conflict. Prime Minister Modi held a telephonic conversation with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss the ongoing situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he conveyed India's concerns over the recent developments and emphasized the safety of civilians as a priority. The Prime Minister also noted that India reiterates the need for an early cessation of hostilities. Prime Minister Modi speak with President of the UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Mr. Modi strongly condemned the attacks in the UAE and condoled the loss of lives in these attacks. The Prime Minister said India stands in solidarity with the UAE in these difficult times. Mr. Modi also thanked Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan for taking care of the Indian community living in the UAE. Senior Iranian cleric Ayatollah Ali Reza Arafi will serve his country's interim supreme leader following the killing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in a joint US-Israeli airstrike. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, along with top Iranian leaders, were killed in a large US-Israeli strike targeting country's military and government sites in Tehran on Saturday. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with his counterparts from several Gulf countries, including UAE, Saudi Arabia and Qatar, stressing the need for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. Indian embassies in West Asia have urged its nationals to follow advisories issued in view of the prevailing situation in the region. Indian embassy in Kuwait also continues to assist Indian nationals stranded in the country due to temporary airspace shutdown. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated Dedicated to the Nation and laid the foundation stone of infrastructure projects worth over 4,400 crore rupees at Madurai in Tamil Nadu. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the event marks a proud chapter in Tamil Nadu's development journey.
We have laid foundation stones, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation projects worth over 4,400 crore rupees. These projects will transform connectivity, boost the economy, create jobs and transform lakhs of people's lives. Better roads for farmers to reach markets, easier travel for pilgrims and tourists, faster transport for businesses. Building high-quality infrastructure is about empowering people.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi launched development projects worth over 2,700 crore rupees in Puducherry. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney arrived in Delhi last evening after a productive Nindya leg of his four-day visit to India. He was received by Union Minister Jitin Prasada. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney will hold delegation-level talks at Hyderabad House in New Delhi today. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar welcomed Canadian Foreign Minister Anita Anand in New Delhi last evening. Dr. Jaishankar said he looks forward to the Prime Ministerial meeting today. The Civil Aviation Ministry has said that the Passenger Assistance Control Room, PACR, under the ministry is actively addressing grievances and queries of air travellers in view of the ongoing developments in West Asia. In a social media post, the ministry informed that the control room has resolved 411 passenger grievances during the ongoing situation in coordination with airlines and airport operators. The ministry further advised that passengers can reach out for support through the ministry's official social media platform, the Air Seva portal, or by contacting the helpline numbers on 011-2460-4283 and 011-2463-2987. India stormed into the semi-final of ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, beating West Indies by 5 wickets in a must-win Super 8 clash at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Chasing a target of 196 runs set by West Indies, Sanju Samson's unbeaten innings of 97 runs of just 50 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.